Well, this was a speed indicator device known as the SID. There has been, we play fees throughout Derry City and Stavan District Council area, and they could be placed on any road throughout the entire area. And there was one within the city which was damaged. It's they're solar powered, and the panel was damaged and it was tossed over, and that caused a lot of distress. And again, the whole purpose of having the device there is to stand out in the community, that people can see, you know, by the indication then with either the green or the red, whether they're an excess speed in that particular area. And them being damaged and now decommissioned then causes great difficulty, because, I mean, they are they're an expensive bit of equipment. And ultimately, yes, it's one panel is damaged, which powers the source, and it's been ripped from its connections. But the situation is that it's almost more cost effective to purchase a new item than try and repair the existing ones. So it's a real kick onto the resources which we hold within the PCSP.
And you've pointed out that the placement of the SIDs, they're on purpose. They're usually around schools and such, which has caused more concern.
Well, yes, exactly. We know the concerns in regards to particularly primary schools then, and a lot of the schools now have like a 20-mile-an-hour section there and outside the schools. But it's that difficulty that a lot of these are requested. The requests are put in either by elected representatives, members of the PCSP, or members of the public will contact the PCSP and will request then to have a speed indicator device placed on a particular road, particular street, should that be urban or wherever it is. And that's been a request by the general public. And then to see these devices then being damaged, it's detrimental to the general public and to the people of that area, because the people have requested it, and then some people have taken it upon themselves to vandalise them. So they're damaging their own communities, those that have carried out this incident.
Is there any history of road safety devices being damaged in the council area, or is this a new phenomenon?
Well, thankfully, it hasn't happened for a period of time. We did have six of these items which were got a number of years ago. Some have got damaged just through wear and tear, and there have been others that have been damaged in the past. But thankfully, we have been able, with very good staff, we've been able to sort of make some of them work. We've taken parts from others and been able to make some of the work. So it has happened in the past, but thankfully, there'd been nothing recently. So just a reoccurrence of this is very disappointing.
And you mentioned the impact on resources. Will this now have a knock-on effect on other work that was going to be taken on by the PCSP?
And in line with our protocol and what we can and cannot do and in relation to the PCSP, we cannot physically go and purchase another machine. We currently don't have the legislation and are not able to carry that out. So it will not have a specific financial implication in regards to affecting other aspects of the work of the PCSP, but it will have a resource implication, because now we are down a SID, so we're down another device. So that list which we have from individuals, councillors and members of the public requesting this SID to be placed in their area, people are going to have to wait longer for these items to come out, because now we're down an additional machine. So, you know, we usually place them in an area that could be there for a fortnight, could be 3 weeks, you know, facing one direction and facing another direction for a period of time. But so it's just added on that waiting list, because people do take notice of the machines. They do notice it, and it does have an impact on them that they realise what speed they're doing, because people may think they're driving past the school. They may think I'm on the speed limit, and they could very easily be sitting at, say, 35 mile an hour, whenever that speed limit in that area might be 30. It may well be 20. You know, so it does make people sit up and think. So the fact now that this resource has been damaged and is now out of action, now we're in that situation that those people that have put in these requests for these SIDs to be placed in their area, they just have to wait longer, and it does have a potential impact on road safety.